All men must die, said a voice quite close at hand. But all are not condemned to meet a lingering and premature doom, such as yours would be if you perished here of want.
Who or what speaks?
I asked, terrified at the unexpected sound, and incapable now of deriving from any occurrence a hope of aid. A form was near. What form, the pitch-dark night and my enfeebled vision prevented me from distinguishing. With a loud, long knock, the newcomer appealed to the door.
"Is that you, Mr. St. John?" cried Hannah.
"Yes, yes. Open quickly."
"Well, how wet and cold you must be, such a wild night as it is. Come in. Your sisters are quite uneasy about you, and I believe there are bad folks about. There's been a beggar woman. I declare she's not gone yet. Laid down there. Get up. For shame. Move off, I say."
"Hush, Hannah. I have a word to say to the woman. You have done your duty in excluding. Now let me do mine in admitting her. I was near and listened to both you and her. I think this is a peculiar case. I must at least examine into it. Young woman, rise and pass before me into the house."